Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A Coast Guard boat crew came to the aid of a fisherman who got his legs tangled in crab pod gear yesterday. The unidentified boater went out in a canoe between Portland Island and Point Louisa when it's believed the canoe capsized last night. The man hung on to the overturned canoe until the crew of a Coast Guard 25-foot motor lifeboat could arrive and cut him loose. A line from the crab pod apparently got wrapped around the man's leg. Petty Officer Brent Flanick says the man was wearing a life jacket, but he suffered from hypothermia after being in the water for about an hour. The Coast Guard boat crew had him transported back to Aka Bay just before 11 o'clock last night. Eric McDowell, longtime Juneau resident and founder of the research firm McDowell Group, has died at the age of 69. McDowell died yesterday in Seattle Hospital of complications from a staph infection. He established McDowell Group 40 years ago. He was known for his work on Alaska cost of living studies, the seafood industry, and Alaska Native Affairs, among other issues, as well as groundbreaking Alaska Visitor Statistics Program. Jim Calvin is a managing partner at McDowell Group.
Eric developed landmark visitor industry research and developed techniques for that research that are still used today, and really some of the most complex research that's conducted in the country to gauge visitor industry activity in destinations such as Alaska.
On a personal level, McDowell was passionate about basketball, still played nationally in senior games. He was also a commercial fisherman, singer, songwriter, and guitarist who performed on a regular basis at the Alaska Folk Festival. Services for Eric McDowell are pending. Former Governor Tony Knowles is supporting a ballot initiative that would reestablish a coastal management program in Alaska. Knowles, a Democrat, is among the headliners of a fundraiser planned for today in Anchorage. He also participated in a news conference yesterday called by initiative supporters on the significance of the initiative in the face of plans to develop the Alaska Arctic. Alaska had a coastal management program for decades, including during Knowles' tenure, allowing the state a voice in federal resource management decisions affecting the state's coastline. Alaska's program lapsed last year after lawmakers and the governor failed to agree on ways to revamp and extend it. Governor Sean Parnell's visit to Ambler was postponed yesterday after reports that a man fired a gun around the village airfield. Parnell had scheduled a visit to the Northwest Alaska village, and troopers say another trooper was interviewing a woman at an Ambler home in response to a report of a domestic violence shooting when the gunman drove by, then headed to the airfield and began firing his weapon. The man was later arrested yesterday morning. Parnell spokesperson Sharon Layhow says Parnell was visiting the nearby village of Kobuk, and Ambler was the next stop but was delayed because of that incident. And state troopers say a 28-year-old no-attack boater is under arrest after he drunkenly shot a rifle at people in other boats. Jason Booth was arrested on charges including assault, weapons misconduct, and driving under the influence. Troopers say they received several reports early Saturday of a person shooting at boaters in the No-Attack River about 40 miles from Kotzebue. No one was injured. Weather forecast for the capital city today calls for mostly sunny skies with high temperatures should be in the high 60s. More of that fog and clouds for late tonight. Low temperatures should be about 49 degrees.